Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worldwide Wonderful Women. I am your host, Paula Harris, and this podcast is for women who are all about learning how to live in God's divine power when yours is diminished. It is produced on behalf of Transformed Worldwide Ministries. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, I trust that your Easter Resurrection Day celebration was blessed. This is episode number 348, and it's entitled Living in Divine Power Part 2. I am so glad that Lindsay and I are able to come and just share with you from God's Word. It is a privilege. We don't take it for granted. And the fact that you're taking time out of your day to join us just really blesses our heart. And I pray that the things that we're sharing are blessing your heart as well. Well, hi, Lindsay. How are you today?
Hi, I am doing great. And yourself?
I'm blessed of the Lord, blessed by the best.
Yes, that is great.
Well, Lindsay and I this month are focusing on what we basically have as our theme for the podcast. And that's living in divine power when yours is diminished. And so with our podcast, what we're doing is taking the word SAVE and using an acronym to just expound on S-A-V-E to give you encouragement. And of course, we use the word SAVE in relationship to this beautiful season that we're celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. And the scripture that we're using in regards to this is Luke chapter 19, verse 10. And it states, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." And so that's why we're focusing on that acronym SAVE, because the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Well, I'm not going to delay any further. I'm going to turn you over to Lindsay. And if you didn't hear how I use the acronym SAVE from last week, please go back and listen to that podcast as well. But we're glad you're here today. Okay, Lindsay, it's all yours. Share from your heart.
Yes, so I am excited about this Easter season, and I'd love to open us up with Matthew 21, 9 to 11. And that scripture passage says, "The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, 'Who is this?' The crowds answered, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.' Hosanna means 'save us, please, Jesus.' And I've enjoyed reflecting upon this because when I think about the word save, I recognize the only true saving that anyone could ever do and that can be done is only through Jesus. And that is a fact for sure. I wake up in the morning recognizing that I'm powerless apart from God. I wake up with several places in my life that remain broken and can only be truly healed by God's work in my life. This is because my finite human ability is not capable of reviving and restoring what God's divine power can only do. Let me share this with you. When a person receives salvation through Jesus Christ, they're operating in the Holy Spirit, and they are made alive in Christ. They are no longer dead in their sins. This means that they are no longer corrupted by sin, living in bondage without the eternal hope of Jesus. So when someone says they are saved, what does that tangibly look like? What does Jesus offer those that are saved? When I put it in the form of an acronym, it sounds like this. Jesus offers all who accept him into their hearts as their Lord and Savior salvation from our sins. That is for the letter S. For A, we are able to abide in Christ. That means to follow him, dwell in him, and operate through Christ. As it says in Psalm 23:6, and 21, 3 to 4. And V is for vision, meaning a biblical perspective is given to us when we are saved. We have that opportunity to live and operate away from a sinful worldview and looking through the lens of Christ. And E is that opportunity and salvation to be equipped with everything that we need to grow and thrive according to God's will for our life. I mean, this is amazing to know that in Christ, we have the salvation and we have this opportunity. So when I look back at this and I say, what does this all mean? I say, when you are saved, meaning saved from your sins, you are saved from self-destruction. You are saved from a destructive lifestyle. Because in God, when you are struggling with sin, sin causes self-destruction. But God gives us abundance and Him. And so He pulls us from that way of living. So A, meaning to abide in Christ, that means that we have the opportunity, which is so awesome, through salvation, to have rest in Him and to remain in God. This means that we can draw close in our relationship with Him and we can receive whatever it is that we need from Him as well. This connected relationship takes us from simply surviving in our sin, which isn't good, it's just destructive, but it takes us from that to thriving because we are fastening ourselves to God as our source of help. And when we take it to the letter V, vision, that is a huge blessing as well in salvation, because when we are saved, God gives us vision. That means He gives us a biblical perspective, not a sinful one. So we're able to look beyond our limitations because we are operating in God's divine power, right, Mrs. Paula?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. And so when troubling circumstances come our way, we have the confidence through Christ that we can stand firm, like it says in Zechariah 4:6, that we're not operating in our own power and strength, but by God's Spirit. And lastly, E, we are equipped with everything we need for life and godliness, as it says in 2 Peter 1:3. So once we let Jesus into our hearts, immediately the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts and provides us with everything we need that is good, that is pleasing to God. And so things such as the fruits of the Spirit. So we enjoy life with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So it's really just wonderful to reflect on this great sacrifice that Jesus gave the world. And it's so much greater than anything we could possibly ask for and receive, like the love, the grace, the forgiveness, the healing, redemption, restoration, hope that Christ offers is anything that a human truly needs to live a life we are originally created for. We were never created to live hopeless or in selfishness or corruption or pain or suffering, like not at all. God offered us Himself for a reason so that we can return to a living, a life that is transformed, a life that is not sinful and corrupt, so that we can be made whole in Him. Now, to operate in God's divine power when your power is diminished really is to understand that the Lord is your light and your salvation. And let me say this again as I'm ending out, to operate in God's divine power when your power is diminished is to understand that the Lord is your light and your salvation.
Amen, amen, indeed.
Yes, so true. I want to close this with a verse, and that is Psalm 27:13. And it says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Salvation is in Jesus Christ really does allow us to live forever in the goodness of the Lord. Is that right, Mrs. Paula?
Oh, most definitely, Lindsay.
Exactly. So true. Yeah. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that you did a great job in sharing that. And it's so wonderful, Lindsay, to be able to have you come and just take that same acronym, SAVE, and to share encouragement. And I'm sure that there was something that you shared today that everybody could take at least one thing away from it and to be able to ponder upon it and draw closer to the Lord. So no, thank you.
I am just grateful as well. I am just so grateful. So I'm glad we could share this truth and rejoice in it.
Yeah, so I'm just so encouraged that you have joined us today. And Lindsay and I would like for you to join us each month for the first and second week of each month on that Friday. We always do it on a Friday. And also share the podcast with others because we want the word of God to go forth. And again, everything that we share is for you to be able to know how to walk in his divine power, whether yours is diminished or not. The only way that we're really able to do anything for the kingdom of God is through the power of Christ himself. And so thank you again for being here, and smile, Jesus loves you. Thank you for listening. To make sure you do not miss any future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast. We want all to be able to live in God's divine power when theirs is diminished. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter on our website, twmforjesus.org. Please do share our podcast with others. And Lord willing, we'll be together next month.